Hawk's crowd dispersal weapon, field tested by the British Army in Ireland in 1973.
By placing a very powerful acoustic alarm, if you will, inside of a nuclear weapons bunker, one that is capable of causing such excruciating pain.
It produces giddiness, nausea, or fainting.
So excruciating that you would not be able to penetrate the area that was being protected.
The beam is so small that it can be directed at specific individuals.
At the Jericho Institute,
we like to think of America's deep and abiding Christian faith as one of our most strategically potent natural resources. We have extensive prayer networks throughout the Bible Belt and elsewhere, and our objective is to synchronize the latent vibrational power of these faith networks with an infrasonic sound that formally replicates the voice of God in terms of its frequency range and overall acoustic envelope. We call this process charging the airspace, a process that resembles rubbing on the magic bottle until the genie comes out. Ladies and gentlemen, God is there to hear our prayer. Now it is true that the previous assumption was that God had to make the first move from an acoustical perspective, as in, for example, when he says, "Let there be light," and there was light. But we believe that if we can create the right acoustic and provide the appropriate vibrational context, it will be possible to actually produce the voice of God in a faith-based conflict whereby God is on our side.
When Joshua's priests marched around Jericho blowing their shofars, I believe they were harnessing God's power. They were transforming it into a frightful military weapon through the purity of the priests. And Joshua could harness his power, part of the frightful secret workings of this weapon. It was like ancient magic, not so different from the secret of the atomic bomb itself. The workings of particle physicists are often seen as a modern extension of alchemy, and scientists could be seen as the modern priests who manipulate these mysterious great powers.
Sound source. Infrasound from nonlinear superposition of two ultrasound beams. Effects. Intolerable sensations. Targets. Riot control. Sound source. Very low frequency noise. Effects: disorientation, vomiting fits, bowel spasms, uncontrollable defecation. Targets: enemy troops.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited because it appears that we may get a chance to test our system real soon. And it turns out this test may take place not far from those old walls at Jericho.
The troubling aspect to me of these sonic weapons, acoustic weapons, sound weapons, and this type of exotica is that there is also a contention on the part of the proponents that the physical principles associated with the application of the weaponry needs to be secret because countermeasures could be developed.
We are at the dawn of a new era for military history, marked by the dominance of a weapon system based on the most powerful sound in the universe. Joshua shouted, "Glory!" And the walls came tumbling down.
Most of these programs are rather elliptical and vaporous, difficult to grasp onto, difficult to get a lot of detail about. And that makes it very difficult then, therefore, to assess whether or not they indeed, well, whether they work. And then on the other hand, what kind of adverse humanitarian impact they would have if they were employed in a widespread way on the battlefield.
True sound of all true sounds, true voice of all true voices, true God of all true gods. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Execute your absolute command, which is our absolute convocation. Your will, which is our will. Your eternal sounding, which is our eternal call. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We, who long to hear you, await the power of your glory. For the last sound on earth shall be the first sound in paradise. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Came tumbling down.
City.